My Life as a Rat, a novel by Joyce Carol Oates, performed by Sadie Alexandru.
1. The Rat. Go away. Go to hell, rat. You don't get another chance to rat on anybody. It's true. You will not be given another chance. There is just the one chance. The first. The Omen. November 2nd, 1991. This I would remember. Smelly, dark water in the river near shore. The color of rotted eggplant. We'd seen on the way to school that morning and stopped to stare at. On the Lock Street Bridge, crossing on the pedestrian walkway. And there, directly below, the thunderous river, a deep cobalt blue on clear days, metallic gray on cloudy days, seemed to have changed color near shore and was purplish dark, smelling of something like motor oil, roiling and surging as if it was alive like snakes. Giant, writhing snakes. You didn't want to look, but could not look away. My sister Katie nudged me, crinkling her nose against the smell. Come on, Violet, let's get out of here. I was leaning over the railing, staring down, trying to see, were those actually snakes? 20-30-foot-long snakes? Their scales were a winking deep purple sheen. The sight was so terrifying I'd begun to shiver convulsively. The odor was making me nauseated and dizzy. As far as we could see upstream, the oily purple water came in surges near shore, while elsewhere the river was the color of stone, choppy and thunderous, the Niagara River rushing to the falls 7 miles to the north. We ran from the walkway, didn't look back to see if the giant snakes were pursuing us. I was 12 years old. This was the morning of the last day of my childhood. Not our imaginations. The oily purple water-like snakes in the river had been real. Alarmed citizens in South Niagara had noticed the phenomenon and reported it. There'd been many calls to local authorities and to 911. On the front page of that evening's South Niagara Union Journal, it was curtly explained that the excessive discharge of sludge in the river that morning had been the result of routine maintenance of the Niagara County Water Board's wastewater sedimentation basins and no cause for concern. What did this mean? What was sludge? When our father read the boxed item in the journal, he laughed. Routine. Sedimentation. No cause for alarm. Sons of bitches are poisoning us, that's what it means. Disowned. Once I'd been Daddy's favorite of his 7 kids. Before something terrible happened between us, I'm still trying to make right. This was in November 1991. I was 12 years, 7 months old at the time. Sent me into exile. 13 years. To an adult, that is not a long time, probably, but to an adolescent, a lifetime. Who's Daddy's favorite little girl? Violet Rue? Little Violet Rue? When I was a little girl, Daddy would kiss my pug nose and make me squeal, and Daddy would lift me in his strong arms and pretend to toss me into the air so I was frightened, but did not let on, for Daddy did not like scaredy-cat little girls. There was an intensity to this, the lifting in the arms, the impassioned speech, a delicious fiery smell, Daddy's breath, fierce and unmistakable, and I had no idea why, that he'd been drinking, whiskey, but knowing this ferocity to be the very breath of the father, the breath of the male. How's my little girl? Not afraid of your daddy, are you? Better not. Daddy loves his little Violet Rue like crazy. Once, before I was born, my oldest sister, Miriam, had been Daddy's favorite little girl. Later, my sister, Katie, had been Daddy's favorite little girl.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?